Committee on Budget. Today we have work session scheduled, Senate Bill 467 and House Bill 2300. Let's open up a work session, Senate Bill 467.
Senate Bill 467 establishes the Economic Revitalization Team, directs the team and Economic and Community Development Department to work with local governments and affected agencies to identify and prioritize up to 25 sites for industrial development or other traded sector uses. You have before you the B-15 and the B-16 amendments. The B-15 incorporates a portion of House Bill 2011, and it establishes job development has the highest priority for the Economic and Community Development Department. The B-16 expands on industrial sites for Eastern Oregon and was originally House Bill 2617A.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Vice Chair Morgan.
I move the dash B-15s and the dash B-16s into Senate Bill 467 and move the bill to the floor with a DUCAS recommendation.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Morgan has moved the B or the dash 16, 15 and 16 amendments to Senate Bill 467 and further moves the bill if amended. Maybe we'll just try that first.
Okay.
Let me try them one at a time, in fact. Let me have a motion on the B-15 amendments 467. Is there discussion? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 467 is an incredibly important piece of legislation. We've done a lot of work through transportation economic development on it. I would certainly feel a lot more comfortable if I heard from some members of the public on the effect of these amendments. Particularly, I'm concerned in terms of whether either of the amendment might affect the bill's eventual ability to be signed into law.
Well, I appreciate that desire, and I think as soon as we adjourn, you can hear from all those who want to speculate as to how successful these amendments might be.
I'm sure that opportunity will be available to me. It would probably be somewhat more helpful before I cast my vote, but I think I could probably come to a conclusion anyway.
Okay. Further discussion on the B-15? Is there objection? Representative Hansen, do you object? Okay. Further objections? Hearing and seeing none. B-15 is adopted. Representative Morgan now moves the B-16 amendments to Senate Bill 467. Discussion? Their objections, Representative Hansen, no others. The amendment is agreed to. Representative Morgan moves Senate Bill 467 as amended to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Discussion. Objection. No further objections. The Senate Bill 467 as amended is move to the floor with a do pass recommendation. 15 and 16 seconds. We'll figure that out. To be announced. Probably won't be Representative Hansen carrying on. We'll open up a work session on House Bill 2300.
Yay. 2300 amends various statutory provisions of the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department's infrastructure loan and grant programs and the small business savings programs. You have before you the A11 and A12 amendments. The A11 establishes criteria that regional boards will use to evaluate the effectiveness of activities funded with rural and regional investment funds.
I don't think we have the amendments.
You know, I think this is mislabeled. I've got 467 B-16, which reads differently than the 467 B. Oh, is that 16? No, I'm sorry. I had 16 attached.
All
the members have the
For 2300?
2300.
Correct. I don't have any amendments.
Have the A11 attached to the SMS. At the very back of it is the A11.
Possibly we could confer with people after the meeting.
Thank you.
Think it has some?
It's at the back of Committee will sit at ease. Extraordinary Special Committee, and we're in a work session on House Bill 2300. You want to explain the
A11 amendment
A11
establishes criteria that regional boards will use to evaluate the effectiveness of activities funded with regional and rural investment funds. And the A12 provides the Economic and Community Development Department to adopt rules to ensure that future grants to a regional board are based on past performance of the board in meeting the criteria. And largely these incorporate pieces of 2011.
All right. Thank you. We'll be at ease in a moment.
testimony.
We will reconvene the very special Committee on Budget and acceding to Representative Hansen's desire for testimony. We'll be glad to have some on House Bill 2300 and the amendments. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Doris Penwell from Economic and Community Development Department. Can I answer questions?
Yes, please, or just describe what you think these amendments
do.
Hey.
Ms. Penwell, could you talk to us about what the A-12s do?
Yes, I'll be glad to do that.
Local grid going. We can only hope.
Mr. Chair,
at length.
2300 had an important amendment to it in previous hearings that refocused the regional and rural investment programs toward job creation programs and made specific reference to the regional boards reporting to the department the same kind of jobs criteria, leverage, performance criteria that we require for all other programs. It was written a little bit vaguely in the bill on page 12. So in our Ways and Means hearings, when the bill came up earlier, it was suggested that it could be written a little better. And it was my understanding that it had been approved by some members of Ways and Means Committee, but I don't know who. And when I look at it, it looks very similar to the other programs in the department. So I think that's where it came from. That is the A-12 amendments.
So, if I might have a question.
Representative Morgan, please proceed.
Thank you. These are essentially then performance measures that are in statute?
That's correct, Representative Morgan. Yes. In the statutes for economic and community development, we are required to have general performance measures in the statute for the rest of the agency. These are for the regional and rural investment program, which is a program that isn't actually operated by the agency because the money goes to the regional boards and they perform. But this director and this governor and a lot of legislative members felt that if we were to give money to the regional boards, that we ought to have them performing on the same criteria as the rest of the economic development programs. So in order to do that, these amendments were written so that you could report on the kinds of things that the rest of the agency would require and in order to give information to you about their performance.
Thank you very much.
You were requested.
Great. Yeah, when is that?
When this bill went out last time, probably Greg Smith had it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. We are in a work session. It's kind of a combo work session, public hearing. It's August, and we're here.
Mr. Sheriffs, I move
Representative Morgan.
The dash A-11s into House Bill 2300.
Representative Morgan moves the adoption of the dash 11s for House Bill 2300. Is there discussion? Is there objection? We are unanimous in agreeing to the dash 11s. Representative Morgan.
I move the dash A-12s into House Bill 2300.
Representative Morgan moves the dash 12s into House Bill 2300. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the amendment is agreed to.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move House Bill 2300 as amended to the floor with a dead pass recommendation.
Representative Morgan moves House Bill 2300 to the floor as amended with a dead pass recommendation. Discussion. Objection. Hearing and seeing none. The motion is agreed to. House Bill 2300 is approved and sent to the floor. Close the work session. House Bill 2300. Maybe the magic was opening it up. Representative Hansen, I've got to
do it.
Yes. I'll figure that out.
Okay, so complete our
Does that complete the work on our calendar today? Is there anything else you wish to discuss? Any testimony that anyone wishes to give?
Not relating to this.
Mary Botkin, is there anything you have to say?
No. She always has wise words.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't just present it like that.
I'm fine.
Thank you for coming today. We appreciate all of your attending. We are adjourned.